25. I have 9 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 480916 through 480959, warrants number 8624, and two journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business is approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for May 27th, 25, along with executive session minutes for May 27th, 2025. I've had a chance to review and didn't see any issues. Anybody else?
I didn't see anything on there. Sorry, I'm fine.
You're good.
Move to approve regular session minutes for May 27th, 2025. And executive session minutes for May 27th, 2025.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have our bid recommendation 202504-580 for exterior commercial painting services. With us this morning, we have Commission Assistant, Ms. Jordan Marler, our Maintenance Supervisor, Mr. Scott Topney. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are y'all?
Good. All righty, in response to RFB number 202504-580, exterior commercial painting, we received one bid from American Painting Incorporation from Kirbyville, Missouri, in the bid amount of $49,312, and they're fully compliant with their bid.
Okay. Now this is paint and fixing the EFIS, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And that is on the building we're in here?
Yes. It's everything from our where it divides there between the buildings this way.
This way.
Yeah.
Okay. Move to award bid number 202504-580 to American Painting Incorporated.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Next, we have the approval of amendment to our intergovernmental funding agreement for the Village Wastewater System Improvement Project Engineering Design and Bidding Phase. Good morning. This morning, we have Environmental, John Soutie, and
Sean Berry, Toth and Associates.
Sean Berry with Toth. Thank you.
Yeah. Also got Aaron Durso, Village Clerk, and James Felton. He's the Utilities Manager there for the Village of Bull Creek there with us today, too.
Okay. What we have in front of us today is for an extension of the original or the last agreement, extending that date from April 1st, 2025 to October 1st, 2025. Is that correct, John?
That's correct. The project's about 85% complete. The main part of the project is relocating this manhole down the Bull Creek. And Sean can add a little bit more to that, but the access is the issue. It's kind of becoming difficult to find suitable access to get construction equipment down there, so it's going to take a little longer than what we anticipated.
Okay. But no change in amount?
No.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't have any issues with it. Just an extension as far as time.
Dollar amount at all, just.
Just an extension in time?
Yes, sir.
I'm fine with it. You guys good?
Yep.
Need anything else? Are you ready for?
I'm ready, Sean. Unless you want Sean to bring it up.
The only thing I would add is we need three easements and we've not been able to secure them yet. That's really the need for the timeline.
Okay.
All right. Move to approve the amendment to the intergovernmental funding agreement for the village wastewater system improvement project by and between Taney County and Village of Bull Creek.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen. Much.
Thank you.
Next, we have our approval of our SB 190 applications. With this morning from Taney County Clerk's Office, we have Ms. Jim Hutchison. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
We do have a list in front of us this morning presented. It'd be number 1679 through 1811 for approval, and then 1812 through 1817 for denial.
Correct.
We do have a red page there on the back that states the reasons for the six that are requested for denial.
Move to approve the SB 190 applications numbered 1679 through 1811 and deny 1812 through 1817.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next agenda item is court orders, abatements, and add-on report. First two orders we have are for personal property paid abatements. That'll be 300944 and 300945.
Label this Exhibit A with today's date, June 2nd. Move to approve Exhibit A, dated June 2nd, 2025.
Second.
Have motion and second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. The next page we have in here will be the BOE decision. This would be for number 214065. The abatement year on that is 2023, the one that we have in our book. I have talked to the clerk, and this one, the recommendation on that is for denial, so it can be presented as an erroneous assessment. Is that correct, Jen?
Yes.
Okay.
Label this Exhibit B with today's date. Move to deny Exhibit B, dated June 2nd, 2025.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And then the last page that we have is for our erroneous assessments. This would be erroneous assessments 214064, 214066, and 214067. Recommendation is for approval on all these.
Label this Exhibit C with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit C, dated June 2nd, 2025.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are agendized for Road and Bridge Roundtable upstairs at 9:10. I have 9:09 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time.